Best in Show Radio. I forgot the name of it for a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in Show.
Welcome to Best in Show here on the Heroes Talk Network. Give it up now for your host, Keith.
We haven't slept in 3 weeks.
I'm back.
It's true.
For third straight week.
And no, I have the intro. Kevin, actually.
I have the intro memorized.
We've been filming nonstop for 3 weeks, and this, what you're seeing is just the few little edits that we took out that were worth
the highlights. The highlights.
You can call this number right here to donate.
to what?
We could use it for whatever we want at that point.
What's your name? Oh, you Kevin. Said Keith. Kevin.
Mm-hmm. To the left of me is James.
To my left is Chris. Hi, James.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for right now.
And the host of the show?
My name is Jay. Welcome to Best in Show Radio. Today's topics are...
Wait, Jay. Could you talk a little bit more about who you are, what you are, what you've
done? My name is Jay Miller. I'm the host of a show called Mid-Evenings with Jay Miller. This is the website. This is my Twitter handle. I'm also a writer and a producer for Impractical Jokers. And I'm here hanging out.
So by doing that, you've actually lost fans on this show.
We're doing
you
what?
Think?
Yeah.
By
promoting here?
Oh, because you're promoting to no one?
Do you mean...
I'm not promoting. You asked me. Let's get to our topics. Topic number one.
I just want to talk about it. No, topic number one. Do you feel sad, Jay?
He's anxious.
Do you feel bad about yourself? Do you sometimes feel like you need to
get things off your chest?
Comfort your pain with eating poor foods?
Yeah.
Like a White Castle?
Why is it poor? Yeah.
It's not good for you.
Why?
The... lack of nutrition?
Would you eat a White Castle at like 1 PM?
Yes.
Let's say you're going on a trip or something.
Yes.
You would eat a White Castle in the middle of the afternoon before you did something that you were excited
yes.
to do.
Yes, I have.
You've done that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited to do this thing. Let me go eat a White Castle burger first.
Yes. You get pumped up.
I'm not even going to lie to you. 3, maybe 4 weeks ago, I showed up at my daughter's house Sunday afternoon, 1, maybe 2 o'clock, with a Crave case.
To give to your daughter?
Well, I didn't give her all 30, but...
How many did you give her?
I think she ate like 2.
First to 16 wins.
Why would you do that?
Because I
You would give this to someone that you love?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Oh, that I do find a bit... deplorable? Detestable?
Child abuse?
I think that's an awful thing to
do. Explain to me why.
A little burger. Because we all know. So White Castle burger is disgusting. I think if you give your daughter McDonald's, I think that's an awful thing to do also.
Okay.
Because I eat McDonald's.
Do you think that when you have a child, if you are to ever have a child, that you will spend every minute of your life in the kitchen, making sure they have the healthiest, most purest food every meal?
No.
Do you think that if your child eats the healthiest meals 90% of the time, then you decide, hey, you know what, kiddo, have a White Castle cheeseburger?
Well, the thing that I would do, I would never use McDonald's as a treat, because I think that's what people feel like. McDonald's is like a reward, and it shouldn't be.
Well, reward and treat are two different things.
No, not really.
Absolutely. When you do this good, here's what happens. Oh, you know what? Hey, you know what? I decided that today's the day that we're going to have this. A treat is not based on a system of you've done this, then you get
maybe
this.
Maybe not, but it's something like special that you have.
Sure.
And I don't want McDonald's to be something like that, where it's like...
But taking that for ice cream would be?
Yes.
Because ice cream's healthy?
Ice cream is... I mean, what are we saying healthy? What is it? Fattening? Sure. Am I feeding my kid weird hormones and made-up foods? Genetically modified foods?
What non-genetically modified meats are you going to give your kid?
There are...
That you could buy in a supermarket. Because they don't exist.
Well, no. There are organic meats and organic chickens.
Oh, organic ice cream? Because the milk comes from cows.
There is organic ice cream.
Yeah. But it's organic meat. I mean, it's organic everything.
If more people bought organic food, then it wouldn't be as expensive as it is. But I understand it. Listen, I can't talk about how I would feed a kid who I don't have. When I take my nieces out,
well, you can.
They all want McDonald's every once in a while. I'm like, well, we have no place else to go. I'll get you back McDonald's. I know the feeling. The fries. But they had McDonald's.
Fries alone. Make it
the only
no,
reason
fries
that
disgusting.
Fry.
I don't like them.
They're the most delicious things on earth.
It's only salt.
They're only delicious.
Salt is delicious.
They're only delicious for the first 5 minutes. Once, do you ever? If you buy McDonald's,
have you ever eaten French fries and they've lasted longer than 5 minutes?
I know that exactly. But if you like bring them home and then eat a McDonald's fries.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yes, yeah, Five Guys.
What?
It takes a long time to eat Five Guys French fries.
Well, I'm talking about McDonald's French fries specifically.
Yeah. But Five Guys French fries stay. Better than McDonald's fries do, because they're thicker.
And they also give you a whole brown paper bag full.
I know, that's the best. The burgers are fantastic.
I don't need any of this, so I'm just back.
Oh, up. Keith, if you don't know, Keith is vegan.
Oh, White Castle now has vegan burgers.
Veggie burgers.
Really?
They
now have vegan burgers.
So they have veggie sliders.
Oh, veggie sliders.
I don't know if they're vegan. I know that they're it says on the window, veggie slider. I don't know that
And they're cooked on a separate grill.
Really?
I don't believe that. I wouldn't believe that for a second.
It's the green grill.
Oh, perfect. Well, obviously, Jay's going to be figuring that out for us.
When I feel bad, I'm going to get those.
What am I doing?
I don't know. I figure, you were just texting your mom to tell her what time you're going to be home.
Is it veggie sliders or...
Veggie sliders.
I'm going to put in vegan White Castle just to see.
I can assure you it doesn't exist. I'm going to White Castle time. And you know what? I'm going to get a Crave case.
And then what?
You're going to wake your daughter
up in the middle of the night and give it to her?
No, I'm going to sit home and eat 30 burgers.
I was wrong. They're veggie sliders.
Well, that's weird. It's almost like what I said 2 minutes ago. I'm the genius of myself, Howard.
Let's move on to our next topic. Pumpkins. Real? Or...
I want to talk about your sadness.
Oh, well.
Why do you want to eat White Castle at night?
He thinks you got him in trouble.
With who?
No, that's definitely not it.
I know.
I was more sad.
The Jews?
Yeah.
No, it's not sad. It's not, it's
why do you love White Castle in the middle of the night, but hate it in the middle of the day?
Well, that's a different story.
Okay, well,
because I could eat White Castle now and just go to bed and feel awful about myself and fall asleep. I would feel physically awful. If I eat at 1 o'clock, it just ruins the whole day. I feel awful.
Yeah, you know what? I know what he means, because if I eat something really, like, unhealthy at night, it's like, well, I ate that for the day, and it's not that bad. But when I eat it in the morning, or like in the early afternoon, it's almost like I feel like that I'm just going to start piling on, which I normally do.
You got a chance to work it off.
All right,
yeah, but I don't feel like
good point. Very good point. So let's make believe you were a person that eats meats and cheeses.
I can
and all
eat plenty
this.
Of healthy stuff.
I know, but meats and cheeses. Okay. So if you were going to start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese, you feel like your whole day is shot to shit from that point on because you started off crap.
Exactly, and rather than
or even worse, like a sausage McMuffin.
And I you're right
with egg.
Obviously.
So rather than say, well, yeah, you know,
put a hash brown on it.
I like them on the side.
Rather than say, I have to, you know, work this off now, I have to make sure that I make up for this for the rest of the day by eating more healthy, I won't have the willpower anymore.
You'll just say,
I'll just be like, well, fuck it.
You know what? It's a cheat day. I shit the bed already. Why would I try?
Why would I get out and clean it? I'll just keep shitting myself. No. I'll just shit the bed and then sleep in it, wake up in the morning. And then you wake up in the morning and your bed's still
cold. And guess what? There's shit all over the bed. Then you make wet shit.
This is getting too gross. Let's go back to now our next topic for the night.
Pencils.
Number two. Is there such a thing?
Pencils. So, Jay, why are you so sad?
Number three pencils is what I meant to say. Is there such a thing?
Yes.
Why are you so sad?
It's a general feeling of,
malaise.
That's delicious. If you got a nice sandwich with a nice malaise on top.
Mm-hmm. Realistically speaking, let's be real here.
That's a big question.
Are you a sad person?
Yes.
Okay. But I feel like are you a sad person?
Yeah.
Jimmy, you a sad person?
Nope.
Knew it.
I think I enjoy being sad though. There's like I kind
so of. So then, are you truly sad?
These topics, things to think about. Which is our next topic?
The next topic. What is it? Electric chair. Jay.
Yeah.
Why are you so sad?
But that's a good question. I do enjoy being sad. I feel my most comfort at that. But I don't want to be sad, though. So that's the thing. On a previous episode, last week, we talked to... Was it last week that we talked about fat people?
It was back in
June. Yeah, people being sad almost angers me. Like, chronically sad angers me.
Yeah. But it's a thing. I don't want to be...
The amazing part about that... I understand you don't want to be, and we'll get you there. The amazing part about that... Jimmy works in a mental health establishment that focuses itself on catering to those that are sad.
Yes, and those people are trying to do something about it.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
I will say that I am always, I think you will attest to this, that I'm always trying and working, and I'm much better now than I've ever been. But it's a process. It's work. It takes a lot of energy and effort. And
there's trying and there's trying.
You and I had a crappy doctor for a few years.
We had such a shit doctor, because I had this great doctor, okay? A great therapist that I went to. But he did get me to a lot of places. He was really good. And I recommended you, and then you started going, and then you got to good places too.
A little bit.
But then he just took a weird turn for me.
It hit a ceiling. It hit a ceiling, and there was so much more to go. And, you know, he was like the junior level. He was like English 101, and I needed to... You know, get to graduate level. He wasn't that guy.
I got to a point where we were watching YouTube videos during my sessions.
What is that?
And
wait a second. Did you guys get to that point at around the same time? Because maybe it was him.
No, I went.
Oh, it was him.
It was him. I went there for a while. I was there for a couple of years.
He went to him for quite a bit longer.
What I meant is maybe it was him. Like all of a sudden, at that time, something happened with him.
It was. I don't think it was date wise because he continued going to him a lot longer after I stopped.
And I couldn't break up with him. Much like other relationships, I'm just like, I can't. I don't know how to break up with him. There would be so many times where I'd be like, I'm going to break up with him today, and I would go in. And then you would think, like, it wouldn't be weird. And then when I broke up with him, it was the weirdest thing ever. He made it so weird. And I told him, I was like, I'm thinking of not coming back anymore. And he just goes, oh. And then sat back and was just like, okay. And I was like, and me, I think people are mad at me all the time anyway and don't like me. So I was like, are you mad at me? And
he was.
And he was just like, nope, it's fine.
He's
like, and then as I left, he's like, all right, well, have a nice life. I go, have a nice life? That's what you're going to say to me? You're never going to see me ever again? I go, I'd like to come back and like say hello. Like, why are you mad at me? It was insane. And then I had to make another appointment with him 2 months later. Because like, I got this job. I got this Impractical Joker's job, and I wanted to, like, talk it out with him. And because he's the only one who, like, knows me. And so I sit down, and he's like, so tell me what's happening. I go, well, I got this offer to work for Impractical Jokers, and I'm not sure. He goes, no. Tell me what brings you back here again, because 2 weeks ago you told me you never wanted to see me again. And I was like,
what a dick.
I was like, and then I said, I was like, I just thought you were the only person who, like, knows me. I want to talk to someone. He's like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, man. And it was like hanging out with an ex-girlfriend. Where you're like, now I'm in a fight with my doctor.
Minus the blowjob.
Okay. Maybe. I'll find out on the second half.
Best in Show Radio. Bug Zapper Radio. DJ New Style. Truth Time Theater. HearUsTalk.com.
Keith, what weren't you bringing back to the show?
You got it.
Nah, you know what? Don't.
Jay? I know you're waiting for me to say it, because I've been doing it the last few weeks.
Alright, so, James, could you ask Keith to do it?
Keith.
Welcome back to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. It's a magical wonderland, it's a fantasy cavalcade, it's a terrific program that you...
Yeah, you had it.
You,
he didn't even want to wait. He wanted for me to start talking.
Of course.
But then he was so excited to cut me off that he couldn't even
I really wasn't. You hesitated.
It's really uncomfortable. All I see in the reflection of the camera lens is Keith's hands on his legs.
That's weird because all I see is Playboy. I see the word Playboy backwards.
I can't see anything. I still don't understand how I'm in the camera.
You're not.
When I do this, I wonder if I'm out.
You very well may be.
I was ready for you to go, but you hesitated. Those who hesitate, they get punked. So if you wanna not get punked, email us here at heyguys@bestinshowradio.com. That's a real terrific way to get in touch with us. Send us a question, comment. What?
Well, let me ask you this: if the people right here, if they email this, if they want a question from me, will I see it?
No.
Well, I mean, we'll welcome you back. If you have questions for Jay,
you're too late.
We'll save them till the next time he's on the show.
You had 2 weeks to do it.
I know.
And you blew it. Like Keith.
You blew it. But we'll save those. We'll save those for the next time Jay's here. Or you know what? Kevin will answer them as Jay.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather you come back, though.
Yeah. If we can get 100 questions.
I'm going to answer them as Monty, actually.
We have 36 questions. We actually had someone emails 36 questions in a row. It was the craziest thing in the world. What's that guy's name?
Dave from New Jersey. We just did one of them earlier.
Okay, yeah. 36 questions. Just boom, 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 boom. Like,
but they were like questions. Some of them were just statements.
Yeah, like people are gross.
Well, that's true.
Question mark?
It's true. All right. So do you got a question mark for us now, yeah. Kevin?
Let's move on to our next topic.
Pumpkins. Do they smell? Or why is Jay sad?
Back to this.
They smell terrible, by the way.
Pumpkins smell terrific.
Did you ever cut open a pumpkin and
yes.
smell it? Yes. You think that smells terrific?
No.
I do. I love the smell. I love sticking my hand in the guts.
Really?
You know what you could do with that?
By the way, I was in CVS earlier.
And congratulations. How'd that work out for you? CVS.com. Seriously, your home pharmacy. Enjoy their drugs.
Who knows what CVS stands for?
Customer. Venereal sex. Customer, what could it be?
I would think savings. value savings.
But you don't know.
Remember save on drugs?
Yeah, of course.
I would say customer value and savings.
That's brilliant.
I bet it's names.
Okay. No, it's not names.
Yeah, you were going to tell a story.
Chuck, Victor, and Sam.
No. Like, those are names. I was in CVS before, and I'm online, and the guy...
Customer value stores.
Well, that kind of takes some of the mystique away.
So go ahead, you were telling
me. So I'm in that place, and...
Dwayne Reed.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, consumer value stores.
That's even worse. That's even less mysterious.
I'm sorry, you were telling the story. Go ahead.
And there's a guy and his...
Concurrent version system. Wait, that's a different thing.
And they're online.
Calculus variable suckers.
And
this brings us to our next topic. Ghosts. Can you take a picture of them?
Or why is Jay so sensitive?
But if we're really to think about this, Jay, when you think about a ghost, why are you so sad?
No, let Keith finish his story.
Sorry, Keith. Are you so sad, Keith?
So I'm in CVS before, right?
What's CVS stand for?
Can you check that out?
Why are ghosts so sad? I agree. So.
Well, I know the S is for sad.
You leave the last S off for sad.
I really did go there.
What happened? Anything interesting happened while you were there?
I'm trying to remember who was online with me. No, there was this couple in front of me.
Facepalm 69?
They smelled like bong water that was made with sewer water.
Alright, stop. So they smelled bad, or they smelled
they
like...
Smelled or
what? Stop. They smelled bad, or they smelled like drugs bad?
Both.
Bong water smells like drugs bad, but it also just smells bad.
Did you throw the word bong water in there because they smelled like
That's
drugs?
That's what it smelled like.
Or did you throw the word bong water in there because it just smelled like shit?
No, it smelled like terribly, even worse bong water than normally, as I remember.
By the way,
like your last band?
Next Thursday, bong water. They're going to be at playing at the Wave with...
Which is a real band, isn't it?
Yeah, Shift Dog and Crimson Brigade. They're going to be there next Thursday night, so we'll check you guys out. $7 with a pass.
Or a can of food.
Or a can of food, $18 without. What about?
And she had the word bitch tattooed
hot
underneath the strap.
Brad Renfro?
Whatever she was wearing. I don't know what that means. And
Brad Renfro had fuck all y'all tattooed across the top of his back. We talked about it on a previous episode of Best in Show.
We had a friend that had a better one than that.
We had lots of friends that had fucked up tattoos. But anyway.
Along that same line.
What, fuck stupid cunts?
Yeah.
Do you have one tattoo that you regret?
Nope.
What tattoo, if you had to choose one, that you would say, I kind of would want to get rid of this one?
None. None.
Do you know that the guys had to get, there's a challenge, a punishment where they were going to get tattoos, and I pitched an idea for a tattoo.
Oh, what do you mean by the guys?
Oh, the guys in Impractical Jokers.
Okay. Sorry. The program that you
the
write
program
for.
On Practical Joker. So I came up with an idea. One of them was to get a tattoo of Jesus Christ,
nice,
opening his shirt up and exposing a pair of boobs.
Could I explain to you? Do you already know?
Yes.
That this Jesus Christ tattoo with a Superman logo was initially going to be him with titties pouring out, and Chris, the tattoo artist, said, come on, man, don't make me do that. And I said, you know, all right, do a Superman logo then instead.
Aren't you going to do Jesus Shaves?
Jesus Shaves I was going to do on the other line, where he's going like this, and he's holding a little tissue, like with a little blood on it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But did you see...
Wouldn't it be great if the Impractical Jokers got that? Like, that
would love
so
it.
Amazing.
Everyone here has participated in fantasy football, correct?
Yes.
I read on the internets a few months back.
But as far as fantasy football is concerned, Jay, why are you so sad?
What's this?
Maybe he was part of the league.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Last place has to get a tattoo designed by first place.
Oh, I saw that.
And they've been doing it for years, and they have some brutal, brutal tattoos.
Sounds great. I saw that. I wouldn't want that.
So is that what the girl at CBS had?
Oh, sorry.
She lost. She lost her fantasy football league. Yes. So yeah. So where was I?
Bong water smelling.
Right, bong so water. Smell like she was buying a pack of Newport Lights.
She was buying.
Oh, is it hot dog water?
They get to the front and she asks, "What's the cheapest cigarettes you got?" That made me a little sad for some reason because they GNC's. Smelled like bong water. But the thing that made me really sad was then when I realized what else they had, she put a pregnancy test down on the counter.
The cheapest one?
I don't know, it looked like an EPT.
But do you really need to take a test? Just wait.
You'd have to ask her then, if you want to have
a test. But I'm asking you, because you're her representative here at the program.
Is it yours?
I wasn't that close.
Has any of you ever sat with a girl while she peed and took the test?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Way more than a few times.
Way more than a few. It's like sat there and did it.
Yeah.
How many times?
Did you try and pee on it too to kind of wash it off?
How many times did it say yes?
Once. Twice.
Twice.
Once was my daughter.
Right.
The other time didn't work out so well.
Has anyone else ever been with a girl and she peed on a stick?
So why are you so sad?
On a stick, yes, but not necessarily a pregnancy test.
I've never done that. I've never had a girl pee on a pregnancy test.
You want to go across the street to Consumer Value Services?
Yes.
And we'll get some drug tests. And we'll all sit here, pull our dicks out, and piss right for the fans of Best in Show?
Yeah. And what? See if we're pregnant or drug test?
I just want our dicks to be out.
Do they sell drug tests? They do, don't they?
Funny story. I won't take one.
Okay.
Just saying. I won't take one.
Oh, that makes me sad.
No, stop it. It's a waste of money.
Funny story about...
My urine looks like this.
Does it?
A bottle?
Mm-hmm. Comes out weird. It comes out in chunks.
So I remember you from high school, and then you left high school, and then maybe 3-4 years later, I saw
Wait, me?
What?
Are you talking to me or him?
You.
Okay. First of all, I didn't leave high school. Graduated it.
That's what I said.
But then you left.
No, you said left. Which implied like that I was ushered out with my hands behind my back in handcuffs.
No. You left. You graduated high school.
And then you left.
Maybe 4 years later, I see you again, and you were completely naked, no clothes on, not even socks. And you were trying to. We were at our friend Anne's house, and you.
Oh, I remember that.
And you were trying to stick your penis into a bottle. Which brings us to our next topic.
The time he was completely naked in someone else's house, wrapping it with duct tape.
And why does that make you
so sad? Sticking it into the...
No.
I watched him
he's telling a different story.
A roll of duct tape around it. The wrapping part wasn't that entertaining.
Wow.
The removal?
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't think that one through.
I don't make the best decisions. By the way, that night, I remember your night, not that night. That night was with Dave.
Yeah,
Dave. And we were trying to introduce everyone to our new hobby of front-on-front fucking.
Okay.
Do you recall that?
No, I looked away.
Okay. Yeah, we just started banging our dicks into each other as we walked around naked in front of everyone at the house. Because we thought, you know, it's what dudes do.
Yeah.
Which so is that when you had the pregnancy test?
Yes.
It's weird, because that's like that I find gross. But what? Two like hot dudes rubbing their dicks together, I don't think it's gross.
So is the fact that I'm unattractive? Or Dave?
I think, definitely Dave. But I think just together, and your dicks together.
No, the rubbing is bad. The poking and maybe slapping, not as much. So rubbing gets a little too...
Do you guys know what docking? Do you guys know what docking is?
Oh, yeah.
That's one that I just recently learned about. So we put our
recently? Really?
Recently, within the
You guys know what docking is, right? You know
what docking is? I don't do any of that stuff.
Well, I'm not suggesting you do.
Hey, why don't you explain it to everyone since I don't understand?
My dick?
Here's mine.
You need something to put on your dick.
Wait, no, here it is. Here it is. This is my foreskin right here.
Oh, okay.
My foreskin envelops,
and then go ahead, envelop it, and now here's me.
Blah 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 blah. Wait, 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 wait. I just finished. I know you didn't start yet.
I didn't finish yet.
Well, I don't care about you. I'm a dude. That's what I do. I don't,
oh,
care,
you know,
what,
you can,
I don't care what my partner's
can
doing.
Can you do like cool animation so that I finish?
No.
Here it comes. I'm going to go.
You can use your bailies.
I have such a great idea for what I'm going to do there.
But edit that part out where you just say that.
Nope.
He added his penis in.
The whole show is just going to be my dick slapping all over everyone's face here.
I feel like I could never become a teacher again after this episode.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, people would have to see this. There's like 12 people that can watch this. Keith, what, is that the alarm? Ring the alarm of the sound of dying. Oh.
Hey.
I don't know if I'm coming back next week.